Well, the conflict regarding the 16-year-old Mexican tomato suspension agreement is heating up as Mexico is threatening a trade war in the form of retaliatory tariffs if the Department of Commerce does indeed end the trade agreement as it is stated in the preliminary ruling. Reggie Brown with the Florida Tomato Exchange says any such retaliatory action would be unfounded.
The talk of retaliation by the Mexican industry and the marketers of the Mexican product on the border are totally inappropriate in keeping with today's reality of WTO regulation, NAFTA agreements between two countries taking steps that would not be supported by fact simply to retaliate are absolutely ludicrous in terms of governments acting in such an inappropriate and, in fact, illegal way.
And despite some concerns from other fresh produce organizations, Brown says the U.S. tomato industry is united in their decision.
We had 90% of the domestic tomato industry agreeing with the position the Florida industry had taken. That included virtually all of the greenhouse industry in the U.S. and the major field-grown producing states such as California, Georgia, Virginia, Arkansas, Alabama, Ohio, Michigan were all in agreement to withdraw from the old case.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.